this is Michael Bozy. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. Now, if you've been following along, you know that I'm in the middle of something I call the Social Media Strategy Series, where I'm going platform by platform to help you sort of decide on, you know, what are the considerations, what are the criteria for whether or not these platforms are good for you and your business, and then talk about, you know, some strategies that work for me and my clients when I'm working with them with each of these platforms. I just thought this would be helpful. I've gotten a lot of questions on it, so I thought I would just use that type of format to handle this. This episode is about the big dog, Facebook. I got a lot to say about this, and let's get into it right now. All right, so the big question is, do you need a Facebook page for your business? Now, everyone has a profile, right? There's 1.6 billion users of Facebook. You're probably one of them. But do you need to have a page? I'll cut right to the short answer, and that's yes. First, let's talk about why that is, and then we'll talk about how to optimize it. Because look, if you're going to be there, if you're going to set up a page, you may as well get something out of it, right? So let's talk about why. First of all, yes, Facebook is better for B2C than a B2B business, but let me tell you, it does not matter. You need to have a Facebook page. This is a baseline activity now. And the reason really comes down to one thing is that even if you plan to have this be a fairly passive strategy, people are going to be searching for you and your business, and you need to be there. You don't want them to be searching on Facebook and not find you. That would look bad. They'll find your competitors. You just need to be there. There's a recent stat, and I'll leave a link to this in the show notes, that more than 80% of Facebook users in the U.S. are connected to a business. Right, so think about that for a second. If 80% of Facebook users in the U.S., I don't know what the figure is there, but it's probably close to a billion in the U.S. alone, and 80% of those there are at least connected to one business, that's pretty amazing. And that means that the platform is pretty good about allowing businesses to connect with individual users. So that's another huge reason for you to be there. But of course, I have to caution you that your Facebook page is not enough. It is not a stand-in for a website. You've heard me say this before. You don't want to do what's called digital sharecropping. You want to own your own site on your own domain. Don't use Facebook as your primary web presence. That's a big no-no. Your own property on your own site, no exceptions. All right, but let's talk about the difference between a profile and a page, right? You have a profile. This is you and your representation on Facebook. And that's going to function a little differently than the way that a page works. For one, you're going to have different interactions. The way that you interact on a page is different than the way that you interact in your personal profile. For instance, when you're managing a page, you can't tag people on a page. You can do that from your personal profile, but you can't do it as a page. And actually, you know, when you think about it, that might be a good thing. You don't want a lot of brands just sort of messing with that. That makes a lot of sense from Facebook's standpoint. The other thing is that you can get statistics on your Facebook page. Now, this can be really, really useful because you can see the usage, folks who are visiting and what they do and, you know, how many people see it, how many people click, etc. You know, and this is something you can't do with a Facebook profile. So for all the many complaints that I do have about Facebook, this is one area where they really outdo every other social platform. Their usage statistics are very, very good. And as I say all the time, right, you need to be measuring in anything that you do in marketing. You just need to know what's happening in real time so that you can respond to it. And then, you know, adjust your strategy as necessary. So they're really good about that. And let's also talk about who sees your post, because this is very, very different as well between a profile and a page. Facebook tends to be very restrictive when it comes to pages. So when you post to your profile, for instance, it's not a guarantee that all your friends are going to see it, but it's pretty likely. There's an algorithm in there that you know, that Facebook is constantly fussing with. They change it all the time. But this algorithm tries to serve up the most relevant content to the user. So this is based on a variety of factors, as you might imagine, and all designed to keep you, the user, on the platform. And look, it works. The latest figure that I've heard is that the average Facebook user spends 20 plus minutes today on the platform, scrolling through their feed, watching videos, sharing images, sharing articles, all that, right? Now, while that's not even close to television, the amount of time people spend watching television, it's still an amazing amount of time for people to be spending on a social network. And look, some of the other major networks have a lot of seat time, if you will, as well. But Facebook's figure is averaged over that 1.6 billion users. So 20 minutes, I mean, that's pretty amazing when you consider that, just the scope and scale of that. But what's Facebook's motivation? Look, this is key to understanding how the platform works. The more seat time per user, the more ads that Facebook can serve to those users. And let me be very clear about this. Facebook is an advertising platform, not a social network. It's sort of evolved into the next evolution of television, right? Where it's it's going to show you ads. It wants you to be watching or viewing or participating in Facebook's world. And it's going to show you ads that that are relevant to you. And it has a great advantage over television in that way because it's collecting tons and tons of data. So you can sort of see what it is that you like and kind of respond to that. So it's, you know, Facebook's targeting is just way better and way more focused than television. And with each iteration, they get better and better at this with their algorithms. Let me stop for just a second for a quick word from our sponsor. Okay, back to the show. So let's get back to business pages for a second. It used to be that you would set up a page, post to that page, and then any of your followers would see that post. Now, in the early days, Facebook got people used to that idea. But that all changed in 2015. They made this huge change, which significantly dampened what's called organic reach, right? So in other words, you post. Organic reach is just that, you know, who's going to see that just quote unquote organically, algorithm or not. But in one turn of the switch, we went from 100% organic reach to something a little bit less than 10% per post. Yes, that's not a mistake. 100% to 10%. So in other words, you post something and only 10% of those folks are going to actually see it. 10% of your followers. Now, in my work with my clients and on my own page, my statistics are about 9% organic reach. So I was sort of able to corroborate this. But this year, it even looks to be getting worse. In a study that was done by this group called Social Media Today, they found that from January to May of this year, organic reach was down another 42%. And I'll leave a link in the show notes so that you can read that article if you're interested. Now, look, if this all sounds harsh, it is. Make no mistake, it's by design, though. Facebook's goal is to have anyone with a Facebook page pay to reach their audience. They want to force us to run ads and boost post so that we can guarantee that a greater percentage of our followers will actually see it. It's really smart on Facebook's part, but certainly it's very annoying to those folks who are trying to market their business, who have built a following or built an audience on the platform, and now they have to pay to reach them. And this right here, in a nutshell, is the greatest case against digital sharecropping, right? It shows that if your audience is exclusively on Facebook, they're not your audience. They're Facebook's audience. And when Facebook makes a change to their algorithm, you have no control over that. Case in point, 2015, 100% reach went to less than 10% reach in one move. You have no control over that. You just have to, you know, take what's been given to you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't use Facebook or that it can't be a good tool for business. I mean, obviously, there are lots of people who are getting a lot out of the platform and do quite well with it. But like I would say with anything, it helps to be aware what the rules of the platform are and to have a clear strategy to work within those rules and not to just be constantly fighting against them. Facebook has the control, and you're going to trade some of that control for the convenience of the platform. That's just the deal that you enter into. Now, I've had some good luck with Facebook ads and boosting posts in my work with clients, but look, that's a really big topic and something that I'm going to devote an entire episode to. But for now, let's just talk about how to optimize your Facebook page to get the most out of it for your business. All right, so if you're going to do it, let's do it right. There are a few simple things that you need to do to set up your Facebook page properly. First of all, pick the right category. There are 6 different things that you can choose from. Let's go through them just briefly. One is a local business. This really lets you fine tune to your particular sector, but it's really meant for, hence the local, right? For sort of brick and mortar businesses that you have a place that people can visit. The second thing is sort of related, company, organization, or institution, where probably most small businesses will live. It also gives you a huge set of sectors to choose from, but different than the local business one. So just make sure that you check that the sort of fine-tuning that you want is there in one or the other. I mean, if you're an online business, you're probably going to choose this second category, but just, you know, make sure that it's giving you that that ability to fine tune. And just a little side note about that, that's really important because picking the right type of page, that's going to affect the categories in search within Facebook. So it's really important when people are trying to find you. And if that's why you're on the platform, you really do want to get this right. And plus, it gives you some variation in the fields that you'll get. And you'll see that once you dive into these. Now, the third category is brand or product. Think of this if you're selling something in particular, right? Some sort of product. Don't think of this as brand, as in the brand of your online business. What they really mean here is, you know, clothes, electronics, games, you know, other things that you might purchase. The fourth one is artist, brand, or public figure, and this is where you might create, for instance, an individual author page if you're a writer. It is a page and a business page, but it's really meant to be sort of an individual personality. It's built around someone, and that might fit you as well. If for instance, if your business is consulting, you might want to have this around sort of, you know, or public speaking, speaking at events and things like that. You might want to have it around your personality. It's not a bad category to use. The fifth category is entertainment, and that's really for, I think, like a book, a movie, or a movie character for that matter, a podcast. This could be used for business, but I tend to think of this more as like fan pages. So I might use one of the first 4 rather than this one, just to, you know, again, it's up to you to do this and see what fields you'd be able to populate with this, because each one of these things is different. But like I said, I think this one is more for fan pages. And the last category is causes or communities. These are more, they're not really business pages, and you're probably not going to use this. It's more for a community around a cause. Something you're trying to raise money for or whatever. It's not to say that businesses can't use this too. I mean, look, if the cause is right, it could work. But if you're thinking about this as a business strategy, I tend to recommend using Facebook groups instead. It's a really great strategy. I've used it a lot recently. And because it's such a big topic, I'm going to devote an entire episode to that. I mean, it has to be handled right. It's a super soft touch strategy, but it can be really, really effective. So more on that a little bit later. So you can see, pick the right type of page, just because it's going to mean something to search, and it's going to mean something to the fields that you get to talk about your business. Now, of course, you're going to fill out all the information. I don't need to tell you how to do that. Cut right past that. You know, you want to have sort of a clear statement of your business, have an image. All that stuff is really important. But let me tell you about a little trick with the header image, because Facebook, you know, they want to keep people on the platform, so they tend to be pretty controlling about this. So they don't allow you a link on the actual page. You get to have a button. And that's it. And you get to choose which button that you want to use, but that's kind of all you get. The buttons that you get are, let's see, you can have book now, call now, contact us, send a message, use app or play game, shop now, sign up, watch video, send email, or learn more. Those are the choices that you get in these buttons. And that can be a little bit limiting. So if you want to drive someone to a landing page, maybe none of these buttons works. I mean, I think you're probably going to want to use a button anyway, but here's kind of a cool little thing that you can do with the header image. So for instance, if you click to edit the image, then there's sort of a side post kind of that goes along with it that you can edit, right? So just add your link in there. So for instance, my link might go to download my templates and checklists that I offer on my site for free, or to my subscribe page. And a clever enhancement of this is to have your cover image, if you can design it this way, actually on the image itself say, click the image to get something or other, right? So that it motivates people to actually click the image. So when you click the image, your little side post comes up and there's the link. Now look, that's not perfect, but it's a good workaround. Facebook doesn't really want you linking out, but they don't seem to see this as so much of a threat. So they allow it, and you know, and why not? All right, now as far as posting strategy, there's a couple things to do. One is I tend to, with any blog post or podcast, is anytime you're writing the excerpt for your posts, I'll tend to use that and repurpose it as my Facebook post as well. And I'll use some variant of that for LinkedIn and Google Plus as well. If your strategy is to have Facebook sort of be low priority, which is fine, that's kind of the way that I run my business, you know, you're going to want to post once, twice, maybe a few times a week. But just make sure that you're using content that you've already created so that you're not having to, you know, you're optimizing it. It's really that simple. But there's a couple other things that you can do on this too to help get, you know, optimize that click-through rate. One, try to post native videos and photos, right? So in other words, not just a link to your site, but if you've created an image, actually post this as an image with a very short description or your post itself, right, with a link in there. Keep it short so people can see that there's a link, because if they click on the image, that image is not going to go anywhere. You know, they're going to just see the larger image. But studies show that the reach for posts with images over posts without images is way more. And that goes for most of the major social platforms at this point. And what's more, if you can do video, even better, because there was a new study, actually this one just came out recently, where the organic reach for a video this year was something like 12 or 13%, whereas the organic reach for a plain no link status update was a lot smaller at about 6.something%. So in other words, you post a video and you're getting double the engagement via organic reach. So it kind of pays if you can, right? I mean, it's a great opportunity for those of you who can produce your own videos. And if not, you know, it's not a bad skill to develop. But you can tell in everything they're doing, Facebook is hungry for video. They've been just pushing this a lot on their site as of late. And I expect to see this get more and more important on Facebook's platform. So just so be mindful of that in your strategy. It may not be a key part of your strategy now, but it might be worth something considering. Now, it probably goes without saying, but you know, the whole point of a Facebook page or using any social platform is to connect with people. And one thing where I see people fall down is in responding to queries on their Facebook page. I mean, this is obvious, right? You've got to respond to your customers or people who might be prospective customers. Now, you'd be surprised at how many people just leave their page dormant, right? Especially if you're thinking of this as sort of a passive strategy, you got to be up on it and you got to pay attention. And look, their expectation is to hear back from you pretty quickly too. And in fact, Facebook expects this of you as well. On the admin panel of your page, you get ranked on response rate and response time too. So this is not surprising, right? Facebook is all about the user experience and they want to motivate you to contribute to that. So it's another one of those not so subtle ways that they try to influence or even control you and your behavior. But look, that's good practice, right? Customer reaches out, you respond, you know, just pay attention and stay up on your page. That's all I can say about that. Now, here's one nice thing about Facebook. I find that you can get away with some automation with Facebook pages. Now, I would never do that with my Facebook profile, but I would also put a caveat in this as well. If this is a key part of your strategy, meaning this Facebook page, then do it manually. You want to have control over this. For me, my business page on Facebook, it's not a key driver of my business, but also I'm extremely careful about it. I make sure that my metadata is set up properly in WordPress, including the image. And I have an entire episode of my podcast that is devoted to that. Let me leave a link in the show notes so that you can get a sense of how to optimize your post to make sure that, you know, that you just got a better shot of people clicking through, which is the point of this anyway, right? So you want to do that. All right, at the risk of going on too long, I think I'll stop there. But really, here's the thing. To summarize, there are a few strategies that you can use. One is just decide whether you're going to be active or passive. You got to be there. You got to have a Facebook page, so do it. And if you're going to do it right. And, you know, some of you are not going to know that when you first get started. You're going to say, hey, look, I'm open to it. If my audience is on there, yeah, I'll be active on there. Great. The only way to do that is get in there and test it, right? Try some things out, add some stimuli into the system. You're treating it like an experiment and see what happens with this. Measure it, which you're able to do with the statistics. That's really, really good about a Facebook page. And just see if you can get something out of it, right? So make an earnest effort that's over a number of weeks, not 1 or 2 weeks, but I'm talking like 30 or 40 weeks, and see if you can, you know, make something happen with it. And if you can't, okay, that's good. That's good knowledge to have. You move on to another platform, but you're going to have a page anyway, so it's worth putting some real effort into it. Second strategy, are you going to pay to reach your audience? So in your business, are you going to use paid Facebook boosts, right, to boost posts, or are you going to try a Facebook ad? Like anything else, I think you should try to experiment with it or at least consider it. Cover that in another episode, but a big choice is whether or not you're going to try to sort of tough it out with that 10% organic reach, or whether you're going to try some strategically placed Facebook ads. And either strategy can work depending on your particular business needs and the thing that you're trying to achieve. Third strategy, which I made reference to in the episode here, is, you know, you're going to try to form a community or not using something like Facebook groups. This is not for everyone, but it can be extremely effective and a way to get free organic reach. But just the way that you sell in context of a Facebook group is very, very different than anything else that you do. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, since I've had a lot of good luck with it, I'm going to share my experience with it in an entire episode, just because I think it's such a great strategy. So stay tuned for that. If you're not subscribed, please do so. That way I can, you know, you'll get that episode on Facebook groups, Facebook ads when they publish. And of course, I'd love to have more of you on this journey with me. This has been a lot of fun so far. I'm going to keep going platform by platform with each of these. And like I said, just try to help you figure out which one is right for you and what your strategy should be. So I really hope that you're enjoying this so far, that you're getting something out of it. Hit me up with any questions, specific or general. Love to hear from you guys. And thank you, as always, for your attention. I really appreciate it.